With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here we go. Dylan Bundy, the opening pitch is swung on and sky foul to left. That'll hook out of play. And that will land in the seats about 10 rows back. And with that, 2018 Twins baseball is, in fact, underway. Dozier loves that first pitch, as Danny mentioned. And a year ago, Dylan Bundy.
How good is that? The Twins are back on CCO. I teared up a little bit earlier today when I had that on at my other job. It's like, wow. Now, we had spring training games, and we had a lot of festivities. We had stuff from the Winter Caravan, and we had stuff from Twins Fest, and we had Grapefruit League games. But when it's opening day and it's like, wow, Corey Provis, Dan Gladden, and the Twins are back on CCO. That was cool because I was on the air for the final game on CCO all those years ago and signed off, and here we are again. Just great stuff.
I was driving in today. Listen to the game on CCO, and I literally did not want to get out of my car. I was enjoying it that much.
Well, I sat in my car down the street. I had a really good spot. I had already put my money in the meter, which you do electronically now, and I sat in the car to catch the Twins rally to tie the game at 2 and send it into extra innings. Now, granted, it didn't turn out an opening day the way we had hoped. Orioles beat the Twins 3-2 in 11 innings, but it just great stuff.
Hey,
great stuff.
It's 162. Yeah. We play again Saturday. Chance to get a left-hand column then.
And we've got a little early hand-wringing about Fernando Rodney.
Some people are not happy.
Well, in his final spring appearance, you may remember, he gave up a solo shot and a two-run shot before he came north. And Corey and Dan were talking to Paul Molitor at the time. And he joked about, well, he's getting him out of his system right now. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case because Adam Jones ended it in the 11th.
And first pitch swinging is Adam Jones and crushes the left. And good. Adam Jones and the Baltimore Orioles have walked off the Twins here. The bottom of the 11th inning on the first pitch.
There it is, the winner for the Orioles at Camden Yards today. No game tomorrow. And as the guys alluded to in the game today, a big chance of rain anyway on Friday. Weather looks bad, better on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be on the air Saturday. The season premiere of the Twins magazine show coming up on Saturday at 4:30. Pregame show with Chris Atterbury at 5:30, first pitch at about 6:05 from Camden Yards with Corey and Dan, and hopefully a better result for the Twins in Game 2 of the season coming up on Saturday. The final 3-2 in 11 today. Robbie Grossman, how about that? A little bloop single to tie the game up. They turned a big double play to keep things rolling in this game. There was a little fight. Tough to score runs today. Starting pitching for both clubs were pretty good. Jake Odorizzi, you got to love what he did today.
He looked fantastic on the mound, had a couple strikeouts and six solid innings. And Dylan Bundy for the Orioles picked off where he left last year. Another solid outing for him.
Yeah, and it sounded like a great crowd and a crowd that was really into it at Camden Yards.
Baltimore always seems to have a fun crowd, especially on opening day. I think like the second time in 3 years the Twins have opened up there, too, and it's always electric, it seems.
Now, of all the parks in the major leagues, I'd love to visit because this was the park that kind of started the trend.
Yes, it is.
And I've heard it's still a gem, that they did a great job. There's a great vibe, and it's completely revitalized the inner harbor of Baltimore.
Yeah, I think it's like now 26 years old and still looks like it's brand new.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a great job there. They've got the old warehouse and Wright, and they've got some new buildings. It's really a good look. Didn't go the Twins' way, though. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Orioles. Twins, two runs, eight hits, and no errors in the ball game today. Fernando Rodney takes a loss. Once again, the Twins and Orioles have played opening day, and the Birds win it 3-2 in 11 innings. Another big sports story today beyond opening day for the Twins in Baltimore was the fact that Bob Modzko was introduced as the head coach of Golden Gopher men's hockey, taking over for Don Lucia. Lucia won two titles, became the winningest coach along the way in Golden Gopher men's hockey history, and now Bob Modzko goes full circle. Came into the program as a player. I heard his press conference earlier today, and he was cut twice by Brad Buteau. Ended up an assistant coach with the team, and now is back a third time around as the head coach. And if you didn't catch it earlier in the day, here's Bob Modzko's comments. Being introduced as Golden Gopher men's hockey coach. All right, there he is, Bob Modzko, meeting the media today at the U, the new head coach of Golden Gopher men's hockey. Bob's a good guy. Had a chance to visit with him from time to time over the years. He's a solid guy. Did a great job in St. Cloud. And I know there's some bitterness up I-94 that Modzko left and went down the road to the University of Minnesota. But, you know, it's like a coach comes in here and takes over a football program. I think Lou Holtz, and he had an opportunity to go coach at Notre Dame, and there was a lot of bitterness at that time when Lou Holtz bailed and went to Notre Dame. And in St. Cloud State, fine program, fine school, a lot of alumni in the area, it goes without saying. But the U, bigger money, more prestige, a bigger building, it's hard to argue.
To use a basketball term, Minnesota's like a blue blood of college hockey.
Yeah.
And really, if the U comes calling, how do you say no to the job?
Yeah.
I don't know how you say no.
Yeah, I just think it's
especially if you're an alumni.
Yeah, there's a money thing, a prestige thing, yeah. And that's no disrespect to St. Cloud State. I have a ton of respect for what they've done up there. Herb Brooks brought him into Division One. They have a great history. There's a lot of Minnesota kids playing in that program. Bob said it in this. College hockey's never been stronger. By the way, Minnesota did not make the tournament. St. Cloud did. Minnesota State did. UMD did. And oh, by the way, UMD is in the Frozen Four next week, along with three Big Ten teams.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just tough. And I understand how people are bitter when a coach moves on and just goes down the road to a rival. But, you know, it's quite an opportunity for him to come into this situation. He's a good guy.
See, you don't like it?
He is a good guy.
But I understand it.
Yeah. That's right. And, you know, that's going to create even more of a rivalry between these programs. And I'm sure St. Cloud State, I haven't heard if they have found a new head coach. But they're going to bring in a good one, and they're going to be competitive, and they're going to win up there. And, you know, they're going to battle Minnesota hard. So, quite a story, though. Twins fall to the Orioles in the opener 3-2 in 11 innings. Timberwolves are idle. We'll have more on the Wolves coming up later on in the program. And Bob Modzko, officially named head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, met the media today.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We have all the news and weather at 7. Sports to the Max continues here on CCO. We'll talk Twins. Rhett Bollinger covers the club for MLB.com. Twins fall to the Orioles in the opener 3-2 in 11 innings. Twins battle back, tie it up, send it to extra frames. And then Adam Jones, a walk-off home run off Fernando Rodney in the 11th. Twins fall 3-2. They're idle on Friday. Back at it on Saturday at Camden Yards. Wild home tonight. They take on the Dallas Stars. They'll drop the puck here in a few minutes in St. Paul. Another big one for the Wild as they inch closer and closer to a playoff berth. Meanwhile, the Timberwolves are idle. They'll be in Dallas tomorrow night to play the Mavs. We'll be on the air at 7 with John Foakey, Alan Horton with all the play-by-play at 7:10. Stick around. Once again, more Twins with Rhett following the news and weather at 7 on the CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.